Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network. We're glad to have you joining us this evening. Just wanted you to know that anyone can access the show. It's an internet show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Ringford. Live or by going to the archives, which are available shortly after the show finishes. Now, if you're not online or have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in at 347-838-9142. If you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142. Press the one button on your touchtone, and Annie, the moderator, will get you in, and we will see if we can answer all your questions tonight. And, well, tonight it's going to be fun because you've got me, and I'm your guest tonight, your host, and I'm going to be doing hot wall removal readings, and which is a very simple and powerful method of finding and releasing trapped emotions. And you're going, well, where do these trapped emotions come from? Well, they come from traumatic events from the past. Everybody has them, especially when we're children. You probably heard it said that time heals all wounds, but you may think you let go of all your emotional pain from prior relationships, but in your mind you have, but your body can say no, there is some trapped emotions in here. And the way that I can do that is I do muscle testing. I'm a kinesiologist, and through kinesiology, through muscle testing, and all I have to have is your permission to talk to you on the phone, and then we can just clear away any of the baggage that you're hanging on to, which is really affecting your life, because as long as there is a heart wall there, as long as there's trapped emotions, you're going to continually attract trapped emotions into your life. So the best thing to do is to let go and let me see what's there, and we'll just clear some things out. Annie, are you online? Am I missing her?
Yes, I'm on. Okay, so let me tell everyone a little bit about you. Is that good? Because we have guest on, a new caller on tonight, and she's not really sure what heart walls are, so I'm going to give a little bit of information, and I told her I would check back with her in a little bit and see if she would like to have a heart wall removal. But everyone tonight, of course, Pam Drennan, our host, will be giving heart wall removal readings. It's a simple and powerful method of finding and releasing trapped emotions from traumatic events, from the past, as Pam has said. A heart wall removal is about clearing away the baggage that is keeping you from living a peaceful and a joy-filled life so that you can be who you really want to be inside. Trapped emotions can keep you from living a vibrant, healthy life you're meant to live. And you have probably heard, like you said, it heals all wounds. And you may think you've already let go of your emotions, but they're invisible energies of old emotions, and they keep you from the love of your life and having abundance in all areas of your life. So it's a really great thing. And I've got a few questions I was going to ask you, Pam. Do we want to start that way, or do you just want to start talking and then I ask you the questions? How do you want to do it?
I don't know. What is your first question? What would you like to ask me?
Well, I was just going to ask you how you got interested in the heart wall removal.
Well, first of all, someone turned me on to a wonderful book by Dr. Bradley Nelson called The Emotion Code. And after reading the book, I thought, well, I can do this because I can muscle test. And I've been practicing kinesiology since like 2000, and the reason I started learning how to muscle test, learning the power reflex method, that's what I teach, is so that I could muscle test my food. I was very allergic to a lot of food that I ate, and didn't even know about gluten back then. I just started learning that I was sensitive to wheat and then other things. I got to where I realized I couldn't eat them either because I always felt bad and just felt icky all over. I can't tell you what it's like if you have not had food allergies because they affect everybody in a different way. And but you just don't feel good inside. And every time you eat, the food doesn't feel like it digests right, or, you know, you have some pain. It can be all kinds of different things, different issues with that. But that's what got me into learning how to muscle test was just for my health. And I was living up in Eureka Springs for a year, and while I was up there is when I really took the time to stop and see that I did have some health issues regarding, you know, food that I was eating. And that's when I got with my chiropractor who taught me how to muscle test because I wasn't around him. And anyone can learn how to muscle test. In fact, I know, Annie, you do muscle testing, don't you?
Yes. Yes. And I teach it to my husband some, but he says his thing is he doesn't always want to trust himself. And that is a hard part when you start doing it because you have to be open and you have to trust your intuition and your mind and everything. And so that did take me a little bit to work through it. But now that I'm doing it, I mean, I do it like on the way to work. I do it when I'm around somebody. It's like, should I open up to this person or just be a listener? That kind of thing. So I do use it in all different kinds of situations. And as you said, like you taught me, when Pam taught me this, I first started by just watering my plants. Do my plants need water, yes or no, kind of thing. So that was a really good way because I don't really have the food allergies. But now I do have a borderline diabetes situation, so I have tried to start as I eat. Just, is this good for me, that kind of thing. So I'm starting to really work with it again.
Well, good. Well, absolutely. So, and, you know, when you were talking about thing is, you once you learn this, and it takes practicing, and you'll sometimes, when you first start practicing doing it, your finger just doesn't work right, or you really are doubtful, you know, is that a yes or is that a no, or, you know, am I making this up? But you just keep practicing it, and then one day it just clicks, and you know you've got it, and you know that you can trust it. But it does take time. It could take a few weeks. It could take a few months. The more you practice, the faster it comes around. And I always tell people, if I could spend 3 days with you and we just started muscle testing everything, that we could, you know, you would learn it quickly. But the desire has to be there. You know, not everybody wants to learn muscle testing. I think that it's the way to go for me because it has helped me become so much more intuitive. And not just that, it's just I know that when I'm muscle testing, I'm really connecting to source. I'm connecting up to the divine. I know that there is that I'm getting my answers really from the subconscious mind when we muscle test. That is, we're connecting with the subconscious, which is really the true connection to the superconscious, which is your oversoul, your source, your guardian angel. And that's what makes it so much fun because you can ask, besides just about the food you eat, anything. Right. Anything that has a vibration, Annie, can be muscle tested. Even if you pulled up a website and you're looking at it and you're going, wow, I wonder what the people that did this website, what they, we go from muscle testing to calibrating with muscle testing. And that comes from another process that I teach. From Dr. David Hawkins' book, Power versus Force. And so there are ways. You could, once you learn to muscle test, you can walk into a room and you can ask them what, well, you can just walk in the room, and if there's 10 people in there, you can just, you don't have to say anything. You could get close enough to pick up on their energy field and just calibrate them. And we're supposed to, the highest calibration most people calibrate at that I meet up here in the Seattle area is 500, which is pretty awesome because that's love or above. We want to be in the 500. Most people calibrate lower, 300, 350. I remember the first time I ever did calibrate someone, and I was so excited. I was at a swimming pool, and there was all these people in there. It was where I lived in the apartment, and, you know, there was a group of women talking, and I just didn't feel drawn to them or anything. And then this young woman came and got in the water, and she was, you know, came over, and we were talking a little bit. So I just calibrated her, and I got 500. I thought, well, that is, look at that. But anyway, she turned out to be just such a sweetheart, and we really got along good. We clicked right away, and she was just into pets and animals, and she was an artist and very open-minded. And see, that's it. When you're in 500 calibration, you're pretty open-minded. So it's hard for people who don't calibrate 500 or above to hang out with lower calibrating people. And that's why sometimes we just don't like to be around certain people. We don't really know what it is or why it is, but now I do know. It's because we are we're not on the level with them where we really would be comfortable enjoying their company, so to speak, and want to be with them all the time. Because when I first really started learning about calibrating people and muscle testing to get, you know, looking at the scale, I realized that the relationship I was in was always frustrating to me because it just never seemed to fit. We just, you know, it was like a fitting a square peg in a round hole until I did the first time I calibrated him and realized that there was a big space between us in our calibration. And not that he wasn't a great person or anything, but we just calibrated differently. And I knew for me to be around him, I would really have to kind of lower my vibration to be with him. And so after a while, it just didn't feel good. I don't know how to say it is, but once you learn it, it is just so much fun. And you feel like you've got some control. Don't you feel that way, Annie, that you go, wow,
yes.
You know.
Because when I first started, remember years ago, I started working with a pendulum, which was a great way for me to get started. That was what was available back then. But, I mean, once the power reflex method came, I mean, because to use a pendulum, anything you had to pull over, get the pendulum out, hold it in, you know, hold it up above my hand and say, you know, ask the question. But with power reflex, even driving down the street, standing in line at the bank, wherever, I could just ask my question and, you know, get the answer right there. So I loved, and also we used the muscle test, remember, with my arm out to the side and if it goes down. So this is just a much more advanced way, plus I think more accurate. I definitely feel it's a lot more accurate.
Well, and the reason it is more accurate is because a lot of people are not testable. For you to hold someone's arm out and try to test them, many times, you can't test them. Their arm just won't move, and that which means that they're not electric. To be electric is everybody wants to be testable. But if you're not, you're calibrating low and you're not feeling good. So your pH can be off if you're not testable. Just different things. Mostly is minerals. If you're low in minerals, then there's no way I could muscle test you. So I work on myself. I keep my minerals up so that I can muscle test my body and test other people. All you need to test someone, anyone can learn this, is just their permission. As long as you have that person's permission and, you know, if you want to go in there and do that. I mean, of course, you muscle test them without their permission, but you can't run around and tell somebody what you picked up on someone, on so-and-so. That's a big no-no. But anyway, but it's fine. And to know that there's so many things you can muscle test, you know, like I even ask, since I'm working with my subconscious mind, I'll just ask her in the morning, my little inner child, you know, what do you want to wear today? And she helps me pick out my clothes. I love that. I always feel like I'm dressed the way I want to, feel good, feel comfortable with what I have on. And just if I want to go to a restaurant, I'll calibrate it before I go in to see, you know, or maybe the waitress or the waiter that, you know, like Thomas, I can calibrate them. You're going to know what kind of service you're going to get by doing that. It's just so many things that learning to muscle test and calibrate, it's exciting. And, of course, every food imaginable, because, again, as long as it's alive, there's some energy behind that, you know, it's testable.
Yeah, that's great to know, too. Especially, like, you've been my friend for a very long time, so to watch you go through, like, your food allergies and stuff, this was, like, a saving grace, you know, being able to learn to do this and what to stay away from
Well, right. Because when you don't feel good and you eat something, you get to where you're afraid to eat anything because everything bothers you. It seems like because you don't really understand, you know, that there might be some wheat in this. But if I pick up a product or something and I just hold it in my hands, I usually look and read what's on the ingredients. But my subconscious, just to feel the energy of the food, in my hand will tell me if it's good for me or not, you know. Of course, you can override it. A piece of chocolate or a piece of pie or something, go ahead and go for it.
Yes.
But then you got to pay the piper for that. But it's okay that too because, you know, and it's fun, it's exciting. I've been doing it for so long now. And, you know, when we first got online, you were telling me about Jeff, your husband was not feeling well and that his back has been bothering him. And I wanted to do a muscle test. I want to muscle test you because I can do right over the phone. We can do this by proxy, and we can see. Well, actually, I did pick up that he has some trapped emotions there in his lower back on the right side. So do we have permission to muscle test Jeff at this time?
Yes, we do. He asked me to. He said, tell Pammy I need or to check my back.
Okay.
So, yes,
well,
you have permission.
Yes. Actually, I didn't pick up anything structurally. And every day I muscle test myself to see if I'm toxic, to see if I'm out of alignment, or to see if I'm carrying any trapped emotions, which is wonderful because we've got to keep these trapped emotions out of our system so that we can be happy and we can not feel burdened by things. I did pick up, Annie, that he has got two trapped emotions, and it's in his right kidney. And is it okay?
That's
right,
exactly
kidney,
where
left
he's
left.
Going.
Okay. Actually, there are three trapped emotions there. Let's see. Are they heart walls? No, it says just trapped emotions. Heart walls are a little bit different than a trapped emotion. A trapped emotion is something he's taken on recently, maybe in the last month or so, or even the past year. A heart wall usually comes in when we're children, and we take things on then, and we get the subconscious mind. What it does is it, when we are, something happens and we feel a situation, the subconscious literally makes a wall over this emotion, over our heart, and it keeps it there. And it's always there until someone like me can get rid of it. But you can work on yourself. There's other therapists that come along that you can work that can do this for you too. Let's see. Okay, let's go back to Jeff. Now we've got Okay, the first one is showing up, of course, in the kidneys. It's in column A, blaming the... It says peeved, P-E-E-V-E-D. So that means that he's got a trapped emotion in there that something has really bothered him. Let's see what, that he's been angry about. Peeved means you've got kind of a low-lying anger. It's not full-blown out anger, but just something that he walks around and he feels upset about, maybe because he doesn't feel he has any control over it, the situation. Let's see what the other one is. The other one comes down here to unsupported, and that is having to do with the kidneys and the bladder. Okay, so for some reason he's feeling unsupported, feeling peeved, and there is one more. Let's see. That one is in the having to do with the liver, which is resentment. But if you feel peeved, you're going to feel resentment. They just kind of go together. So anyway, I guess, as we're talking, you probably, knowing your husband, have an idea of what these emotions are and where they're coming from, right?
Yes, I definitely have an idea where they're coming from. I think they're all family related. To his family.
Yeah. From his family?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm doing a posture on that. Well, let's get rid of them. Since you're there, I'm going to let you just delete them, blow them off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So just take 3 deep breaths. And when you release the breath, I'm going to replace it with infinite love and gratitude. And that's what fills up the space. Once we let go of this trapped emotion, this should feel better, maybe if not today, definitely by tomorrow. We'll find out later on, but usually this works pretty good. I'm going to calibrate his kidney, that right kidney too. Let's see what the calibration is of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So it's an 8, supposed to be a 10. Most of all our organs are supposed to be a 10. Well, his is at 8, so we need to get it back up to a 10. So I think releasing these trapped emotions, that's going to make his kidney feel better, and plus tell him to drink more water, too. Okay, you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love, infinite love and gratitude. Another breath. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. One more time. Infinite love and gratitude. Okay. Well, it says that they're gone. Now I'm going to go back and say, I'm Jeff.
I'm Jeff.
Okay. We're going to go back to his right kidney. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, he's back up to a 10. So we'll just have to see, how he feels there. Well,
yes.
Okay, that is so fun. I love this. And the wonderful thing is someone can say you've got your husband or your wife or you've got children, you can, or a good friend or somebody that you want to get in touch with me. And if you do want to get in touch with me for hot wall removal, you can just get in contact at my email address is angelworks, ANGELWORKS, 22@hotmail.com. And I can do a session with you and we can clear things out for you or for a loved one easily. And it works. That's the best part is that you do get results. When I first started doing it, And before I read the book from Dr. Nelson, The Emotion Code, I waited about a year, and then I just knew I wanted to get certified because there's a lot more to what I was doing, even though I was able to go and find these trapped emotions and heart loss in people. But it goes way beyond that, and it's how to delete and get rid of things. But they don't come back anymore. And I know people say, well, once it's gone, will it ever come back? If I remove a heart wall from someone, that's gone. But if a trapped emotion is something that can just show up again, and vent. And, you know, it may be a daily thing. You may be so angry with your family that you're peeved every day for a month. But eventually, if you keep releasing that emotion, you know you got it, then it's gone. And you feel at peace. You feel at one, because we want to feel that way with everybody.
Right. Right. And
okay.
It does, first, it does work. And I know when you first started, we cleared a lot of emotions off of me, and it was great.
Well,
so.
Everybody has them, honey. There is just no
yeah.
way that they do, and you just have to be open to it. And some people know it. I have people many times, they'll say, you know, I saw, you know, the heart wall removal, something on my heart. You know, I know there's something trapped in there. I'm not feeling good. My heart aches. My heart hurts. And just moving those emotions back and getting it off the heart, then people just feel better all over it. Most people say it feels like a huge weight has been lifted off of you. But the wonderful thing, too, is if you have pain, if you're hurting anywhere, headaches, body aches, feet, arms, hands aches, there's usually a trapped emotion there. And so we just have to figure out what it is and release it so that you can be free of pain. Well, I notice we've got a couple of people online. Do you want
yes.
to
you want to talk to Ibitar while I'm screening the other calls real fast?
Yeah,
I haven't screened her, but let's see. Ibitar.
Hi.
One of our favorite people. Are you wanting to get a heart wall tonight, or do you have any ailments?
Well, you know what? I think I should focus on my grandson because he's going through a lot. He's going through a lot. I want to focus on him. I'd rather focus on him right now.
All right. Well, that sounds great, and we can do it. But the thing is since he is your grandson, I assume we have permission to work on him.
Yes, you do.
Okay, good. Well, what is his name?
His name is Anthony.
Anthony. And how old is Anthony?
Anthony's 27.
He's 27. So what year would that be that he was born?
That
up. Okay.
Let me see. If he's 27 minus what? This is 215?
Yeah, 2015, 7.
91, 90, I think it was 89?
Okay.
I think it might have been 89.
Okay, well, that's close enough in case we want to go back in time and see what's going on. Okay, well, this is, now all you have to do, Ibitar, is you're going to be Anthony. And so you just say, I'm Anthony, but at the end of this, be sure and say, I'm Ibitar. You want to make sure you go back and be who you are, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm Anthony.
I'm Anthony.
Okay. All right, here we go. Let's see. Well, Anthony has three heart walls, and he does we do have inherited heart walls. He's got three that he's inherited.
Really?
Yeah. Everybody's going to have a few inherited from our parents before we're born in the trimester. If they're going through something, you know, we'll take that on too. But he could even go back, trapped emotion that goes back seven generations. It goes way back. But we can clear all that out, too. Well, let's just see let's work on those three trapped emotions, those heart walls that he has right now. Let's get that looked at. Okay. The first one comes down here to column six. It's in column B. Pride. Okay. Okay, pride was the first one came up with. So, of course, pride is it's kind of a low-calibrating energy there. let me go back in time. Let's see when this first happened, when he started feeling this pride coming on him. When he was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 14, 15, something when he was around 15 years old. Something happened. Was it with the mother? No. Something with the father? No. Something with school? Something when he was in school around 15. Was it with the teacher? Was it with the student? I got him with the student, maybe a male student. Something happened. Of course, did you know what it could be? You don't have to know. But,
no, I have not. Yeah.
You have. Okay. Well, something happened then, and you, if you'll write that down so you won't forget that when he was 15, that something happened in school and created this trapped emotion. And the wonderful thing to learn about heart walls is the reason they call them a wall is because the subconscious mind has to have a picture, so it will literally make a wall of something. So let's see, is this wall made of wood? Is it made of stone? Is it made of steel? Is it made of iron? It's an iron wall. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, a 5 foot thick iron wall. That's what was put up to protect him. The subconscious mind did that. So a 5 foot thick. So write that down so you'll remember that too. Let's see what the other ones are. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
This earring on, and every time I moved it, made a noise. Okay, now let me go to the next one. Okay. All right, it's down here in the lower ones too. Pride, shame. So shame is coming up here. Let's go back in time when he was a young man, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 14, 15. Something at 15 happened with something pretty big. That must have been, he took on something then. Was this with the mother? No. Was this with the father? No. Was this something with school? Something with school, something with the teacher? No, something with the student. So something happened, or maybe it could have been another teacher, a phys ed or whatever. But does that sound, though, kind of right on, maybe?
I'm not sure because I didn't raise him, so I'm not really sure.
Okay. Well, you know, those are very low calibrating emotions, and they do. I mean, that affects your whole life. You're walking around, you're feeling shame, you're feeling the pride is, you know, that keeps people from hanging out with you if you're real prideful about stuff. Or, you know, but it also blocks you from, you know, moving forward too when you have all this pride about something. Okay, let's do the other one since we, but you know, just know that this is going to help him. All right, the next one is showing up. There are all these trapped emotions are down here in the glands and the sexual organs because each emotion is connected to an organ. So this one is, overwhelm. Overwhelm is the other one. Okay, now I'm going to go back in time when he was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 20, 21, something around 20, 21, something happened. Was this with the mother? Something with the father? Something with father maybe around 21? Something that was overwhelming?
His father passed when he was 3, and he was in the car with his dad when his father passed. So I don't know if that's just something like a memory or something came up, but you know, he's always had a lot of issues around that whole situation. His father was killed in a car accident, and he was in the car with him, and he survived.
Wow, that's pretty huge. That is like to be post-traumatic stress there. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I want you to be thinking about him right now, and I'm going to go back in time to when he was 1, 2, 3. Okay, my finger goes down at 3 in the muscle test. And let's see, it says there is a trapped emotion there, and it goes down to depression, frustration.
Yeah.
Again, taken for granted and feeling unsupported. Those two emotions when he was really little like that. And, well, you know, I think about taking for granted 3 years old, I guess he will maybe they do take it for granted that it wasn't going to affect him, or you know that it has, and that it, uh-huh. that it has. I mean, that is that's pretty yeah. huge, you know. That's
and
really
his mom never talked about it. So when he got older, he started asking me questions. But his mom, she didn't have the emotional stamina to even talk about it. He would ask questions, but he would never get no answers from her.
Wow. Yeah. That's got to be really hard. Well, really
yeah.
definitely would feel that, well, you know, you just need to get over it. You know, your dad died at 3 or whatever, but that would make mm-hmm. you take it for granted. Well, okay, mm-hmm. well, look, this is enough for us to work on with him right now. And so now
okay.
you do know, taken for granted, feeling unsupported, overwhelmed, pride and shame. And the, it came up in his 20s when he was feeling these
uh-huh.
other trapped emotions.
Uh-huh.
So maybe that's when stuff finally, you know, it does eventually it'll rear up and you've got to deal with it, you know.
Right.
I'll tell you what. I want you to take a really deep breath, and I'm going to remove all these trapped emotions from Anthony right now. Okay, ready?
Ready.
Okay, we're going to remove shame, infinite love and gratitude. We're going to remove pride, infinite love and gratitude. We're going to remove taken for granted, infinite love and gratitude. We're going to remove overwhelm, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love. We're going to remove unsupported, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love. Okay, are they all gone? Yes. Is there anything that needs to be looked at? Not at this time, but at another time, you might want to see what is inherited. I would clear out everything because, you know, you can get
yeah,
in touch with me again.
Yeah, you said there were 3 inherited ones.
Yes,
did he
inherit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we
okay.
can do those at another time. You can call me.
Okay.
I've got my number.
Okay.
In fact, if you do want to call me for a session, it's 901-331-0841, or you can email me at angelworks22@hotmail.com. Well, thank you, Ibitar. We've got several more people online.
Thank you. I am Ibitar.
Okay, well, let me know how things go.
I was feeling those emotions, so I wanted to, you know, come on back. As you was releasing them, I could feel them being released, too.
Great. Oh, you could. You're very sensitive. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much for helping.
Well,
thank you,
Ibitar.
And always remember, for the callers that we have coming up, if you think, oh, I wish I'd have wrote this down or whatever, you can always go into the show shortly afterwards, into the archives, and hear the show again. It'll always be there. So you can always go back into www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D, and scroll down to Cosmic Contacts with Pam. Okay. Do we want to bring in Lanice, and she's calling from Tennessee. Are you there, Lanice?
I'm here. Hello.
Hi, Lanice.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good. Kind of up and down, back and forth. I'm resting now. It's been, I can't explain what I've been going through.
So you're going through some stuff, and so you called because you would like to see if you have some heart walls, some trapped emotions?
Yes.
All right. Okay, well, all I need is your permission. Can I have your age or your birthday?
My birthday is July 5th, 1963. I will be 52 this July.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. All right. First of all, I'm going to phone you. It says you have 1, 2, 3. You have got 3. Are these trapped emotion notes? It says you have 3 heart walls. And let's see if you have inherited some heart walls. You've inherited 2. So it's 3 and 2. What we'll do is I'll work with the 3 that you've And here, do we have enough time? Yeah, we've got one more person after you. Well, they'll give us enough time to work on everybody this evening. Okay. Let me see what the first one that's showing up here now. We see subconscious mind always chooses the ones that it wants to be worked with, begin with. So we're going to clear out something. Let's see. It comes down to row 5, which has to do with the kidneys. Lightning red. Okay, teased. That's a great one. A lot of people have that one. Again, being teased means there's an anger. There's something. Are you upset about something? You've been angry about something?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I was trying to process it today. I guess I'm kind of angry about the career that I'm in that I set up that I don't want to do, and I feel it's the only thing that I have to pay my bills now, so I'm feeling kind of angry and stuck about that.
Well, I can understand that. Okay. Well, let's just see what the other one is regarding. Okay, it comes down to the same row. Okay. Okay, resentment. Now, if you're angry, you're going to be resentment. So you just said that you were feeling resentment about this job and, you know, having enough money to pay your bills. So I could see why that's there. I want to go back in time. Let's see when this first began, because if this is a heart wall, this has been around you for quite some time. So I'm going to go back when you were a little girl, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 18, around 18 years old or that time, something happened. Was this with the mother? Was this something with the, is this having this something to do with school? Yeah. With the teacher? Can you go back to maybe around 18 years old, something going on, maybe regarding school, something with the teacher, something that really hurt you, that you got angry about?
Well, something that I was in fear about, and I still have this reoccurring dream that I'm not going to graduate. And when it comes, I get these familiar feelings, and I'm very afraid, and it's like it's so real. And my dream reoccurs. And I'm not going to graduate high school because I really didn't do a lot in high school. I had a child early, so I missed day school. So I was so afraid that I wasn't going to graduate. And like I said, it still reoccurs, that dream.
Well,
and it's like I'm right there in that fear. And that happened at about 18.
Right. Well, those emotions were really strong for you back then, and there was a lot of fear around it. So, again, the subconscious mind, to protect you from those two emotions, built a wall, and the wall is made of wood, stone, steel, brick, iron, rock, a rock wall. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wow, 7 foot thick rock wall to protect you was placed over your heart, placed over these emotions. Okay, now you've got one more. Let's check the other one out. Let's get these cleared off of you so you can start feeling good. Okay, one more, and it comes down here. Okay, feeling worthless. Okay, let's go back in time, Elise, when you were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 11, 12, that's when we take on our shadows. So when you were about 12 years old, something happened. Was this having to do with the mother, something with the father, something to do with something with school? Something with school. Was it a teacher? Maybe possibly a teacher. So at 12, you've been probably in around the sixth grade. Can you think of something that could have happened then that would have created you feeling worthless, not so good about yourself?
Oh, lots of things could have happened because it was an alcoholic home. My father was an alcoholic, a weekend rager, so anything could have happened. And I was always the one afraid and trying to make sure nobody got hurt and all that. So it could have been anything because everything was going on around that time.
Absolutely. And, you know, to feel worthless, if your parents aren't calibrating high, and, or, you know, are and, you know, you're going to take on their feelings too. Because you can't
yeah.
feel really great if you're an alcoholic all the time and everything. And just, I could see that. Well, I think that what I wanted to see if I could figure out your dream. No, I can't do it. But let me tell you, Bernice, I want you to get online next Monday again because I've got a wonderful dream interpreter. Charles Rubin's going to be on my show, and he's excellent. You need to figure out this dream and let him help you because just knowing about it, he can help you get that straightened out. So we know already that once I remove these trapped emotions, you may never have that dream again. Because we're going to let go of it. Are you ready to let go of these emotions?
I'm ready to let go of all of it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I want you to, this is what I tell everybody to do, is just close your eyes right now. And you're going to take 3 deep breaths. And as you do the breaths, I'm going to replace it with infinite love and gratitude. Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. The first one is peeved. Take a deep breath. Blow it out. Blow hard. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Blow off resentment now. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Infinite love and gratitude. Blow off the worthless. We really want to let that go right now. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Blow hard. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love, infinite love. Okay. Is there anything else that needs to be looked at? Since there is one more thing, let me see what it is. We need to get one more that you're carrying around with you. Okay, fear is showing up, which is affects the kidneys. When you were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 12, 13, something with the mother, something with the father. Something with the father around 13, some fear about something. Can you go back to that time? The subconscious says it's not important, but if you can remember, it will make it better, easier to release.
Well, when I was 13, I got pregnant, so.
Okay.
And maybe it has something to do with that.
Well, do you think your father would be really upset about that at the time? Are you afraid to tell anyone and everything?
Oh, yeah. I hid the pregnancy up until almost till I had it. But
Oh, my gosh.
It was crazy. And
oh, I bet you were 13 years old. I can't imagine, honey. Well, you know what? Let's let this one go because this is going to make you feel a lot better. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, blow really hard. We want to release this feeling of fear. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love, Holy Spirit. Infinite love, infinite love. Okay, says that it's gone. We've cleared it out, and there's nothing else to be looked at it right now, except if you do want to get in touch with me, we can clear out the inherited trapped emotions that you have at another time. And you can do that by going to angelworks22@hotmail.com. Okay, well, thank you for calling in, Lanise. I'm hope to get a good
thank
report.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, well, we've got 9 more minutes, and I'm going to Carrie. Let's bring Carrie in from California. Okay. Hi, Carrie.
Hello.
Hello. All right.
Hello.
So,
can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. All right. So, Carrie, you feel like you have some heart walls or some trapped emotions that you would like for me to see if I can clear those out?
Yes, heart walls especially.
Okay. Well, let me see what the... I'm going to just muscle test you right now. I have your permission, and I'm using my little fingers to talk to these angels about your situation, and it says you have 1, 2, 3. You have 3 heart walls. Do you have do you have inherited heart walls? It says you do. You have 1, 2, 3, 3, and 3. So, but what we're going to do is we're just going to work on your heart walls, not the inherited one. But we'll have enough time to do that. So, let's go back in time. Let me see what I'm picking up here. But the first one is, the first one that's showing up has to do with the bladder conflict cream. Wishy-washy. Wishy-washy, that's a good one. Okay. But you know what? Wishy-washy can really affect your life because you have a hard time making a decision. You're afraid that if you make the wrong decision, that something terrible will happen, the people won't love you. It can be all kinds of situations. Do you ever feel that, that you have a hard time making decisions about things sometimes?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to go back in time and see how old you were when this first came upon you. When you were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 8, 9, around 9 years old, something happened. Was this with the mother, something with the father, something with the father? Okay, sometimes the father could be very wishy-washy, and we could take that on. Do you think one of your parents was?
I can't bring any specific thing up at right now, no.
Well, okay, something was going on when you were about 9 years old. Something happened that made you have a hard time. You started questioning yourself. I always use the example with my children, and they said, Mom, you're so wishy-washy. We can talk you into anything, and that's what a wishy-washy person is. We have a really hard time setting boundaries. We let people afraid that they won't love us if we tell them no. Well, all kinds of different reasons for that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes. There's a lot of things that it could be. I'm adopted. There was a lot of abusive things going on in the house. There's a million things that it could be.
Okay. All right, well, we've got that one. So that absolutely, I'm sure that you took that on somewhere. Okay, we'll see what the other two are. We're going to go real quick now. The other one. What the third one is. Unsupported. When you were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 14, 15, 15 years old, something happened. Was this with the mother, something with the father, something to do with school, something with school? Was it with the teacher? Yes. When you were about 15, something happened with the teacher where you felt, where am I? What did I leave here? Here we go. Overwhelmed. I'm sorry. Well, I just lost it here. I didn't write it down. There we go. So wishy-washy and unsupported. You've got one more. Let's see what's going on there. Comes down here to the bottom. Shock. Something happened when you were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Between 13 and 14, something happened then. That was very shocking to you, something that, you know. And see, the thing is, when we get these kind of trapped emotions throughout your life, you're going to always, that's going to come up for you. You're going to have that fear, that shock, you know, something's going to happen. Do you ever feel this way? This seems that you were, does this have to do with the mother, something with the father? Something with the father maybe around that time, a male figure that you felt shocked from. Can you go back to then?
Oh yeah, I know exactly what that is. My mother died when I was 13, and my dad like dropped me off with other family members and kind of like washed his hands of me for a while. And
okay.
So I was kind of uprooted, and you know.
Right. And with that, and your mom being gone at 13, Oh, love your heart. That has had to be so, so hard on you. And I'm sure feeling unsupported and feeling the wishy-washy. I want to ask if there is anything else that needs to be looked at this time. Let's see, Carrie. Since there is one more thing that needs to be checked out. Let's see. Okay, depression, frustration. Panic. Okay, panic is your next one. Let's see, that might be exactly what was going on with the shock, too. Do you ever have panic, anxiety? You ever had problems with that?
Well, not the way I see it show up in other, it's silent panic in my case.
Okay. And you were 15. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. That's when my finger goes down. At 15 years old, something to do with school, something to do with the authority figure. Yeah, was it with the father? Something happened around time that put you in a big panic around 15. Was it a female, something a male? I don't know. Can you go back to then when that, maybe say at 15, you would have been,
ninth or 10th grade. Yeah, there was a lot of issues with me bouncing back between my dad's house, the other family member's house, and relationships with boys and the, you know, problems with me and my dad and him wanting to throw me out because of relationships with boys. And there was just,
that could really put you in a panic for sure, isn't it? I know, Carrie, you'd probably say, oh my gosh, I felt like maybe I had worked this out. But you have on some level, but it's still deep in there into the subconscious mind. So what I want to do right now is I want to, well, let's release this from you. And so you don't have to feel these trapped emotions, you know, that this is your baggage. This is what you've been carrying around with you. Once we release these, you will feel better. Things will start flowing smoother for you. And I'm not going to say that you won't ever feel panic or shock or unsupported or wishy-washy again. You will, you could, but you're going to create it from a different time, not from this time. Because we're going to clear out all this childhood thing and our traumas that you've been carrying around with you. That's been affecting your life and your decision-making with your life. Are you ready to let go of this?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to take 4 deep breaths. And as you breathe out the 4 breaths, I'm going to replace it with infinite love and gratitude. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, first breath. Wishy-washy. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. All right, unsupported. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Okay, shock. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Panic. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Infinite love and gratitude. Okay, it says they're cleared off. Well, we did it. That's great. Carrie, you're going to feel so much better after this. And if you want to continue, you can call me or you can email me. And we can clear out the rest of these trapped emotions. I do want to thank you for coming on tonight, because that's big to get out and let someone really, like, do therapy on you. But, you know, we need it. Everyone needs to have these emotions cleared off of us, because they go into our body. And even, especially if you're having pain in your body, 9 times out of 10, there is going to, probably 10 out of 10, there's going to be a trapped emotion in there. So we're going to clear these out so you're going to physically feel a lot better, too. And I want to thank you again for calling in. You have a good evening.
Okay, you too, thanks.
Okay. Well, all right.
What a great show. And to Lanise and Carrie, just remember to reach Pam, 901-331-0841, or email her at angelworks22@hotmail.com.
Well, that was a great show, and I'm glad I did this. I always love doing this because I know personally how much it helps me to be able to clear these emotions out. And I used to clear them off of me with muscle testing before I even knew about the emotion code and how to figure out what the emotions were. But, I mean, we always are carrying something around with us. And a lot of times we know if we're upset or we're angry or we're not feeling well, you know, but to be able to pinpoint it and say this is what's really going on, that makes it so specific. And that way we can really deal with it and we can tell the subconscious mind we're going to let this go and this is not going to affect us anymore. It's over with. It's behind us. Well, okay, everyone. I've loved doing the show with you all. And be sure and check in next Monday at 4:30. I have Charles Rubin. He is a master numerologist and a dream interpreter. So save up your dreams. Write them down. Get him to interpret them. He is so good. You're going to just love his show. And I want to thank you. And have a good evening. Annie?
Yes, and thank you, Pam, for doing your heart walls with everyone and for also fixing my Jeff. And, of course, we love Avatar. She's always a great person. And 4:30 Pacific time and 6:30 Central Standard Time next week. And, Lanise, make sure you call in and get your dream interpreted with Charles. He's great. Everybody have a great week.